In order to understand the overall user experience of its corporate employees regarding its products and services, Microsoft IT must measure and analyze certain key factors, such as productivity, sentiment, satisfaction, and product adoption. As part of this analysis, Microsoft IT has identified key experiences spanning all of the products and services within the corporate environment. Those are finding, meeting, collaborating, supporting, and communicating. Taking finding as an example, it's very typical that any employee looking for a particular file or artifact will go and execute a number of searches using any given tool for this purpose. In this scenario, the user will need to scan through multiple pages and search results to find exactly what they are looking for. That's not the best experience. Firstly, it makes the user unproductive by requiring them to scan through page after page of results looking for relevant content. Secondly, our user is generally unsatisfied with their experience, has low sentiment regarding the solution, and is not sure if they should adopt this particular application for future searches. Supporting, as another example, exemplifies how providing an excellent support mechanism translates to the employee becoming highly productive and satisfied with their solutions or products. As a part of the overall support experience, our help desk provides support in the event that a user experiences issues with their laptop or mobile device. If a user encounters such an issue, their first instinct should be to call help desk for assistance.
If we can ensure that we provide the best experience through the supporting, that would really translate into the employee being happy with the actual product and being productive with their existing experience.
Microsoft IT surveys users as well as product teams throughout the year to assess the general sentiment and satisfaction levels of its portfolio of service and product offerings. It also gathers limited telemetry from enrolled devices that allows it to gather data on key metrics like operating system crashes and application adoption rates. In this era of big data, the importance of gathering data from multiple sources, be it from big data or SQL environments to individual client workstations, becomes ever more critical. The key thing to understand for any data-driven solution is, what is the stakeholder trying to determine or solve? What are the key metrics that are going to provide the answer or solution? Understanding the meaning of the data coming from these multiple data sources is the cornerstone of data science. Microsoft IT has implemented the technology within the Cortana Intelligence Suite and the Azure Data Factory pipeline to ingest the data into our environment, where Azure Data Analytics produces meaningful information that can be presented to the stakeholder. This refined information is then stored in the Azure Data Lake Store.
We then use the machine learning algorithms in some cases. For example, in the sentiment analytics, we've used the ML algorithms. But then at the end, when we are surfacing the insights, we use Power BI because of its rich visualizations.